Let's chat about the pandemic now as the rising cases are yet again placing strain on hospitals. We're joined now by Dr. Kat Ogle, ER physician and associate professor at the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences. So, doctor, I just want to start with what you are seeing and what's happening on the ground right now in hospitals. Are you seeing more COVID patients right now in the ER? Are you hearing some of your colleagues seeing more patients in their hospitals and are in the hospitals right now? Are we seeing more beds needing to be set aside for some of these coronavirus patients?
So it's very interesting because in general, we had seen a decrease as vaccination rates went up and people were doing universal masking and social distancing. And we certainly are seeing an uptick as evidenced by reports through the CDC and WHO. Hospital censuses all over the country are going up, particularly in states who had lower vaccination rates. And certainly in speaking with some of my colleagues that are in those states, there is a significant amount of strain and they are having to pursue transferring patients to other hospitals, even in several states away, in order to facilitate appropriate care.
Now, we were talking with a physician out in LA yesterday who was saying that he is observing the increase, but that they're not quite at the level where they're running out of ICU beds right now. Do you fear that we're going to quickly get to that point? Because people are looking at the overall COVID numbers and wondering, where is that peak going to be? And this is despite the fact that we've got, a good chunk of Americans, although not quite as many as we would like, vaccinated.
So I do definitely have concerns that we are going to find ourselves in that same sticky situation that we were in earlier this year. And, we do, again, see those trends in states that have lower vaccination rates. And although we do have a significant number of individuals in the U.S. who are vaccinated, we're just over 50%. If you look at the trends between states who have high vaccination rates versus states who have low vaccination rates, the strain is definitely going up in those states with lower vaccination rates. I think for, our emergency departments, what this means is that we're having increased volume of patients overall, and they're coming in for many, many different complaints as we normally expect in the emergency department. But when we have folks who are coming in for COVID-related symptoms, it is taking up space for patients who have strokes and heart attacks and, major traumas and things like that. So it is impacting care significantly, and it's also impacting our sort of emotional capacity to address these situations. I think the other thing that's really challenging, and this is a trend that you'll see across the country, is we're losing staff. We have staff that are getting so completely burnt out that they're wanting to leave facilities and go where the money is, because there are certain hospitals that are paying higher premiums to have travel nurses come in. And that impacts our ability to function really cohesively as a team. When you lose your key individuals that help your team actually work seamlessly and make your workplace less stressful, as you can consider being in the emergency department being less stressful. When you have an excellent team, that just makes your life a little bit easier.
So I guess the tightening labor market is even impacting now the hospitals. That's interesting. I hadn't known that hospitals were essentially losing workers who are getting better pay and better compensation elsewhere. I do want to ask you, doctor, about some of these booster shots. We've seen, I think, a lot of reports of some folks out there trying to sneak second in the case of Johnson & Johnson, third shots in the case of Pfizer and Moderna, trying to go to different pharmacies and vaccine distribution centers, essentially trying to get an extra shot. What do you say to those folks that are at home that might be considering doing the same, that are hearing about the Delta variant and are reading the news that these booster shots might be effective in providing added protection? And do you think that we need to get to a point where we start giving out those booster shots to all Americans, regardless of their, immunostatus?
So the thing that's important to know is that if you are fully vaccinated, either, one Johnson & Johnson vaccine or two, either Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, your immunity is much higher than someone who's not vaccinated. And while it is still possible to contract Delta and become infected with it, you're much less likely to get sick from it. You're much less likely to be hospitalized from it. You're much less likely to incur long-term complications. Now, there are a subset of patients, regardless of vaccination status, who will do poorly, but that's just sort of the nature of medicine, and that's the nature of infectious disease. What I would encourage folks who are considering that to think about is really to think about the global picture, and really trying to be a part of the solution for bringing the curve back down and actually leaving those vaccines for folks who actually need them now, who are unvaccinated, and also to reserve them for the folks who may actually benefit from a booster, which is, you know, the coming down the pike, it sounds like folks who are immunocompromised are going to be qualified for a booster shot.
Now, I guess one question, too, is that a lot of people have been saying, well, at least deaths are coming down, thanks in part to the vaccine efficacy. But can you tell us anything about the severity of the cases that you're seeing and among those that are being hospitalized? And also the demo of the people that are coming in, is it mostly older? Is it mostly younger? And just the severity of those symptoms across the board?
So, you know, again, in conversations that I'm having with my colleagues across the country, we are seeing a much broader range of age of individuals who are coming in. And it does tend to be folks who are unvaccinated who are presenting with much more severe symptoms. And it's similar to what we saw in the early part of the pandemic. So it's respiratory complaints, it's GI complaints. And, you know, the reason that folks get hospitalized is because their oxygen levels are poor. They need oxygen support. Sometimes they might even need ventilatory support. And there are other scenarios in which people have significant GI losses because of diarrhea and vomiting, and they become super dehydrated, and they may have some electrolyte abnormalities. And, you know, again, they may also have concomitant lung problems as well. And so those are the kind of things that we're still seeing across the board. It's not like the disease itself has changed. It's just that Delta is much more highly transmissible. And because we don't have enough folks vaccinated, the rates of it sort of spreading through our population is increasing significantly.
All right, we're going to have to leave that there. Dr. Kat Ogle, Associate Professor at the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences, thanks so much for joining us today.